Now I'm going to go to Essays 1. We're going to Tablet 8. Universal Naming. Another way to create a universal feeling and accelerate the process of breaking barriers between different cultures is to collect spiritual names with beautiful meanings from all the cultures, societies, and scriptures in the world, from sources with positive forces behind them, and create a pool of them. Then, from this pool, a name can be selected for a person from all cultures. This name can be used as an accepted name for a lifetime, or can be chosen as a spiritual name. The meaning of the name should be pleasant, and at the same time, give some ideal expression to strive for, such as a name with the meaning wise. So the person should strive to become what the meaning of his name is. Also, the person should know what culture his name has come from, and this will create an attraction toward knowing more about those people. Therefore, he will not only think about his own culture, but will create the habit of being interested in the whole world. And this will help the human more toward universalism. Society. Humanity should structure a very healthy and free society so that everyone is able to enjoy and utilize their abilities in the highest possible way. No one should be allowed to lag behind. If the inner thirst for fulfillment and the basic necessities of the soul are not satisfied, the energy and powers will be directed toward the destruction of the self and or others. This can be another reason for the increasing numbers of crimes in the more complicated countries. The governments and institutions of these countries every day increase the obstacles for the opportunities available to the people to express their spirit. Therefore, as we can see, this causes the human to lose the direct touch with his basic abilities and results in an ever-increasing crudification of the mind, leading to the point where he completely becomes a victim of his own desires and basic instincts. Therefore, it is the duty of the people who have opened their third eyes and have a deeper vision of this situation to wake up and guide humanity to the right path. These problems are solved by creation of communities of light. Education. The elementary and high schools should educate children in such a way to expand their minds and bring them to a point of knowing themselves so well that they will be able to choose the best careers suited to their abilities. Their work can then be a joy for themselves and a blessing to society. Research and fact-finding abilities cannot be overemphasized. Understanding the underlying truth and teachings of the greatest sign and universality, how each scripture is related to the teachings of the greatest sign, and how God created the whole universe from compassion to help all of humanity and the universe to reach pure consciousness, should be taught with the utmost love and tolerance possible. Any superstition or narrowness of the mind should be shattered mercilessly. The base of education should be for expansion of the mind. There should not be a limitation of time in mastering a subject, such as a semester or term, etc. But the relationship between student and teacher or discipling guru should be based on love and respect. They will work together until the disciple masters the subject. When the teacher and disciple both agree that he has mastered the subject, he can then go on to other topics in his field. This process is especially helpful in college and higher levels of education. The best way to follow this method is by the student listening to many teachers in that subject and then choosing one teacher as his instructor. Then the teacher will also decide if he can work with that pupil. If both accept each other, they can then start to work together. When the pupil masters his education under this teacher, he can continue in other subjects or under other teachers in higher levels. In technical subjects, the theoretical study should be accompanied by practical parts, so the student becomes complete in both sides of the education.